You are listening to the Improv Save My Life podcast, brought to you on Bits, the Boston Improv Talk Station. All right, welcome to episode 92 of the Improv Save My Life podcast. I'm your host, Tom Boyer. I am joined today with the majority of Half an EGOT. Joining me today are Amancio Lopez. What's going on?
I'm good.
Is it Lopes or Lopez?
It's Lopes.
I've been calling you the wrong name.
All these years.
That's fine.
All these years.
This is how we learn.
In front of everyone.
No, we're good.
I was calling Molly Bork the whole time. So I don't even know people that were on my own team's names. We have Carolyn McCollum. What's going on? Is that right?
McCallum.
Oh, yeah. Screw up everybody's name. Diana Liu.
Actually Dion Anderson.
No.
Just kidding. No, that's right. That's correct.
Cool. Mark Stoughton.
Yes.
Cade Hardstedt.
Yep.
Yeah.
You did it.
Really. And Brian Marshall.
Yeah.
And we will also be joined by Chloe Ainley. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct.
Mm-hmm. In a few minutes. But why don't we just go around the horn and just kind of get everybody's story of how they got into improv and, like, where they're from originally. We can start with you, Amancio.
I'm from Dorchester. Born and raised. Stop fake clapping, bro. I got into improv in college. So even though I'm, you know, one of the youngest in the group chronologically, I still think I'm the resident old man because I've been doing it for longer than half the group combined.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What colleges did you go to?
Boston College.
What's the improv group called?
I was in the Committee for Creative Enactments, or CCE. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys, I screwed up the name.
You're nervous?
I swing. Right. No one wants to show up.
Okay.
But they're listening, or they will
listening.
Be. I think I'm done.
Wait, so your improv group didn't have an improv, like, name?
No.
Did you have a mascot?
Did
Boston College have a mascot?
Yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles.
The Flying Eagles.
No, it's just the Eagles.
The grounded Eagles.
It's a glide that Eagles.
The clipped wing Eagles.
So you did improv in college.
Yeah.
Graduate college. And you decided to take it up again at, like, Improv Boston? Or?
Yeah, I did Studio 40 at Improv Boston a few years ago and just kind of kept going.
What team were you with there?
Ducks on Quack.
Nice.
Got that one right. Nailed it.
Yeah, they did a Maggie's Lounge show a couple times.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but that's a far place to get to.
Yeah. I hear there a lot. So did you go through the whole IB curriculum?
No, not yet. I'm going to be starting 601 in a couple weeks.
Nice.
With
Brian and Kate. Your friend.
Me too.
And
Carol.
And who got you?
I see myself, man.
Who got you?
I know.
It's okay.
To be fair, it's her second time taking it.
Yes.
To be fair, she was thrown out of the
group.
To be fair to me, which is the most important thing here.
Have you ever turned a group down that asked you to be part of it?
Cuts to the heart of it.
No.
I've seen him on a bunch of teams, and it seems like it was never ending.
I will do pretty much anything that anyone asks me to do because I love improv.
Yeah,
right. All right.
Cool.
It's a good time that everyone's asking you to join their team.
Is it Brian?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Semantics. Amancio was on now defunct Robot Arms.
Rest in peace.
But I always like working with you.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We had some good stuff together.
Yeah.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Leominster, Massachusetts. It's like an hour out west. Yeah, so that's that. And I started doing improv last year.
Cool. Yeah, I was from scratch last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of signed up on OM because I was just like frustrated with life, and so this seemed to be like an appropriate way to deal with that. And so I kind of just signed up, and fortunately really liked it, and then I've just gone straight through with the classes except for 601 is next.
So you're going to 601 with these guys?
Yeah.
You were recently cast on a Top Shelf Harold team?
Yeah, Great Lakes.
It's awesome. That's really impressive, especially after just like a year.
Yeah, it was surprising. it's been fun. And
how have you found the experience so far? How many shows have you done?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was away, so I sort of missed a few shows. But yeah, I mean, it's been good. I think I
saw that show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. no, it was good. It was good. I just need to be not afraid. Yeah, it was, it's been good. I don't have a lot of experience with the Herald, so it's been probably mostly just, like, trying to catch up with other people regarding that. But it's been really fun. It's a good group, and Pete is an awesome coach.
Pete,
Fenzel, yeah.
How do you like the Herald format?
I think it's really cool to watch, and I think the more I do it and the more comfortable I am, it will be really, really fun. And I think right now I'm just, like, slightly in my head about it, but I really like it. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
I should mention we're missing Molly Burke, who won't be here today, but that would be, with Chloe, that would be Olive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nico. Cool. Diana, where are you from originally?
I was born in China. My family moved to the U.S., when I was 5, we lived in Ohio for a while, and then we lived in South Carolina for a little bit, and I spent most of my childhood in Nebraska. then I went to California for college, and then I moved to here for grad school, and I've just stayed here.
Cool. So you've moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience?
You know, when I was little, I just thought that I could do whatever for, like, a year and a half and then never see anybody again. And so I just, like, didn't care.
It's just like improv.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's, like, enemies all around the country now.
What? Yeah, what did you do?
Your year and a half in improv. What's
gonna...
Yeah. Plotting something?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen.
So, how long have you been in Boston for?
This will be my 8th year coming up.
Boston's pretty much... Is that where you've lived the longest out of anywhere?
I was in Nebraska for 10 years. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be here for a while longer.
Cool.
That's good to hear.
You guys have at least. Yeah.
Until she bails.
How did you find yourself getting into improv?
Circuitously.
I don't even know what that means.
I'll let you guys know what that means.
I know what it means.
Something to do with circuits.
Yeah, so when I was writing my dissertation, I like procrastinated that a lot, and I started writing short stories, and I got to the point where I was like writing a short story a day for a few months.
That's cool.
I took those and I workshopped them, and it turns out that I can't write anything but funny things, funny stories. So I decided maybe I should try, like, comedy writing, but then I asked somebody who had taken sketch and improv here what they liked more, and they said improv was more fun, and they were right.
Improv is a lot of fun. Do you still write?
Not really. I mean, I was actually, thinking about taking more sketch classes, so I hope to eventually get back to that, but no, I like improv.
What happened to all your short stories?
I think I just erased them from my computer.
Did you write them in pencil?
No, I wrote them in digital things are like...
Mine are on the internet, so they're forever.
We'd love to see them.
Yeah, Diana.
Don't hold out.
And did you go through the whole IB curriculum?
I did. Me, Mark, Molly, and Chloe just graduated like a week ago. Thank you. Yeah. So half of you got has graduated, and the other half
quarter
will graduate. I didn't study math, Brian. Jeez.
She went to MIT. You think anything about Moses?
Nope, nope.
You guys don't discuss it in the hall?
No, that's only for the janitors.
It's not like, what were you up to last week? It's just like, hey, addition's cool, right?
And you know, that's how all our scenes end up going.
Is the grad show for level 6 different than... I took level 1 there, and I did the... I don't know what they call it, showcase show. Mm-hmm. Is it different for level 6? Because you're kind of like graduating, or is it more of the same?
I mean, I guess it's the same in the sense that it's like the teacher introduces us and we have 25 minutes. But for level 6, we do all form, which is the stuff that main stage does. And for level 1, it's like short form games.
Did you guys have to sing?
No, but we did have a musical director for the show.
Cool.
Mark?
Yep.
What's going on? Where are you from originally?
I'm from New Jersey. Moved up here maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Cool.
Been here since.
Moved up here, just change the scenery? Or?
Yeah, graduated college, had a crappy job, and I did crew in college, and we rode the head of the Charles. Me and a buddy were like, we came up and we saw Boston for the first time. We were like, this is a place we should live. And so when the timing kind of worked out, quit the job, moved up.
Do you still do crew? Or
I don't.
Do you do any kind of...
I don't roam. I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah, well, no, once you fulfill the dream of coming to Boston, there's nothing left to do. So.
You don't get a new dream?
No. No. One and done. One and done.
How'd you find yourself getting into improv?
I don't know. It was always in the back of my head. Not always, but, you know, after college or having come up here. And me and a buddy actually bought a Groupon for Improv Asylum a while ago. And he couldn't do it when I could do it. And I couldn't do it when he could do it. And so I don't think I have actually redeemed that Groupon. I'm sure it's expired. But it was always something that, like, we wanted to do, but we just couldn't come together on it. And then finally, a year and a half ago, it's like, all right, let's make this happen. And just went through the 6 levels at IB.
Nice.
Over the past year.
And you just graduated recently.
Just graduated, got a diploma, which I wasn't expecting. My name on it.
Nice. Professional comedian.
Yeah. Pay me money.
Cool. Kate, you've been on here before, but why don't we go through this again?
See if the story matches up.
Where are you from?
I'm from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Nice. And how did you find yourself transplanted into Boston?
I still live in Manchester, New Hampshire. Yeah, I just work down here. And
how far is Manchester?
It's like 50 minutes, maybe.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. Depending on traffic. And yeah, about like last December, I decided to start taking classes. I started at Improv Asylum.
December of 2014?
No.
13?
The December before last December.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was about to be really impressed. Like,
yeah.
It's all happened in 7 months.
I was on the house teams at that time, so I started taking classes after I was on house teams. No. December before last.
So you're really into it, because you've gone through the whole IA program, and you're about to finish IB?
Yeah, I started IB last March, and that's definitely last March.
Was it February?
No, it was March.
No.
You... You killed it at your IA grad show, and on house teams in general. I'm always really impressed by you.
Oh, thank you.
A couple weeks ago, you did this greaser character, like 50s greaser. You kept just like combing your hair, and like it was good. But I remember even in your grad show, you had a bunch of featured parts, but I liked the closing act the best, which was chimney sweeps, kind of like
that was your sketch. You wrote that,
yeah.
From like, it kind of reminded me of Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm always really impressed by it.
Thank
you. Cool. So you'll be graduating soon.
Yes.
We'll get into future plans in a bit. Brian,
hey.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice.
Has anyone asked him yet?
Been hurt. Nobody cares how I am. What's going on?
Doing a podcast. Left work early. Let's see here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Rowley, Massachusetts, which is 45 minutes north of Boston, but I usually just say, have you heard of Newburyport? And if you have, then I say, yeah, it's close to that, because no one's ever heard of it.
Do you live there still?
No, I moved to Somerville like 8 years ago, and I've been bouncing around between Cambridge and Somerville and Belmont.
I'm surprised Somerville still has... I feel like everybody lives in Somerville.
Yeah, everyone's on top of each other. There's so many people. It's great and sort of horrifying, but mostly cool. Rent has gone up considerably.
It's all the improvisers.
Like $400 a month. It was beautiful. That's the biggest space I had. Let's just talk about apartments. I got into improv. I took the 101 class with Amancio and Cade. Last March, apparently, and have just been sticking with that since.
What triggered you to want to take it?
I'm not going to turn this into like the WTF podcast, but I went through a horrible divorce, and I decided to do a bunch of things that scared me, and like rock climbing and improv were the two things. Why is everyone laughing at this? And rock climbing did not stick because you don't really get over your fear of heights if you have that. Improv hats.
Kid, what do you do?
The kid's just... What's happening?
Amancio, why are you calling me out?
Because
I'm in the middle of Brian's story.
Because I'm curious.
I'm just going to wipe my tears.
Why are you taking pictures in the middle of a story? I don't know.
So, you were trying to push yourself to do stuff outside of your comfort zone?
Yeah, because, I was... sort of just like, hey, what should I do with all my free time now? and it was like comedy and painting and climbing up steep faces of wall. And it was awful. So,
how'd you find the experience? Like, were you nervous?
Horrifying. Yeah, it was terrible. But my teacher was Mary Beth Makara? Is it Makara or Makara?
It's
Makara? And she's like the nicest person in the world and like was very welcoming and totally like just sells you on the IB classes, so you can't like imagine not going to 201 after taking her. So it was like, even though it was terrifying, you're like, yeah, this is going to be a fun experience, so you just sort of keep going with that.
Nice. And you are about to graduate as well, right?
Yeah, in 2 months, 2.5 months. In theory, they could say no. It's possible.
I've heard for the first time somebody I took a level one with got kept back from like level three, which I didn't know they did. And
I mean, it sort of makes sense, but it's also sort of weird. But I mean, you can see it both ways.
How did Half an EGOT come about? This is for everybody, anyone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It seems like you're all friends.
Nah.
It seems that way. It seems that way.
It's a good act. Cade, Amancio, and I have been in every class together so far. And then I believe after 301, we were taking class with Mark, Caroline, Molly. And I think that's just right when we started realizing we should try to form an indie team. Like, it's sort of the time when people do it. It was like right around 301, 401. And then, was this like in
during 401 that you did? Because we knew Diana at that point.
Yeah. So this is February.
Okay. These things happen in Montana. Show me the calendar.
Thank God.
And then to answer the question.
You're welcome to answer this question. So Kate and I were just discussing, like, hey, wouldn't it be neat to have an indie team? Amancio was, like, understood that he was going to be a part of it.
I was not understood. You guys had to tell me. You had to tell me.
You could just pencil Amancio in for any indie team.
As we discussed before, I'll do anything.
Ivy actually just hands out a worksheet that has 8 stars, but the first one just says Amancio. When you submit your indie team. So Kate and I were just throwing around ideas, and then I was like, hey, let's start an indie team.
Yeah.
And then Kate was like, yes, but I will only do it with these four. And then listed, like, 8 people. I was on there, Amancio was on there.
It was like the Avengers.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we called some people from our 301 class.
Right.
It was also a secret call.
That sounds exclusionary.
Yeah.
I thought we were inclusive.
No, we aren't.
No,
not at
all.
It was also sort of like a secret way for me to make friends with people too.
Oh, that's huge.
Just make friends. Huh?
No, it was. We talked about this. Why are you acting that surprised?
I just make friends, huh?
Just make friends. Yeah.
No, it was also. If you play a tape back, Brian,
yes.
You'll hear that I said also.
As well. Okay.
So it was also a secret way to make friends with people.
Just friends, huh?
So that was it. Apparently,
yeah.
We just called a bunch of people from 301, and then we had a team.
What are you talking about?
He's just trying to tell a story, Kate.
Yeah, tell a story.
Yeah, tell a story.
What else was it, Brian?
I don't know what the rest of the story is. Basically, we had a list, and we were like, do you guys want to be on a team? And everyone was like, yeah, all right.
It was. I kind of remember it as, like, at Shruti's.
Yeah.
Right. It was like,
Cover,
hey.
Yeah.
It was, well, you guys posed it as the exact opposite. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, we all enjoy each other. We should just hang out because we like each other.
Yep.
And we'll be a team, like, on paper, but we won't even think about doing shows or what.
Yeah, we're going to just practice and stuff, and there aren't going to be shows.
I mean, it was clear
that
that was the direction
that
was going to head.
It was the dream.
Which I don't understand. I don't see the... other people have brought this up. I'm like, I don't see the point of practicing and not performing.
Yeah.
Well, that dream lasted about a month, and we were like, we need a director. Practices are weird. Because you just get to a room, and just everyone would practice, and things would sort of, like, not aimless, but it was just like you're not going to progress really unless you're getting feedback, and like no one wants to criticize another player on the team. You sort of need like a...
So who's
no one actively does. Everyone wants to.
Who's your coach?
Ian Dyer.
Oh yeah, he's a good dude. He's been on here.
Yeah, he's a real cool guy.
Hi, coach.
I think we like him, right?
Yeah.
Should we take a vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show of hands.
I'm a yes.
All right, we got 5 hands up and 1 staying down. We'll never say who.
So you guys have been performing for a couple months now, at least, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're a really talented group. Like, you just have a diverse crew, and you seem to just bring out the best in each other.
Thanks.
Did you guys
have a great hype? Different.
Kate always points out.
Did you guys try out for Studio 40?
We did, yes. But that was our like first team tryout. Or that might have been our first performance with all 8 of us.
Yeah.
It was only like 2 weeks after we officially formed and started practices with a coach.
Yeah. It was like we had a fun time. It wasn't the most confident example of our abilities. So, I mean, I don't think any of us were, like, shocked that we didn't get a Studio 40 spot.
Not our best show.
I will do better.
That was a rough day for me.
Let's go back.
No! Just going to say, it was a long day. That was it. That's all I want.
How many teams did you try out with?
3.
All of them.
I was there from literally, like, 9 to, like, 4.
So Monsieur's real hard, no good, very bad day.
Yeah, I think between the 8 of us, we went like 0-24, so it was real bad. We all tried out for 3 teams.
Work hard, guys.
So I'm going to go around the table again and just kind of say, like, where you're at in your improv slash comedy career. Like, how do you feel, and, like, where do you ultimately want to go?
Cool.
Start again with you, Mancio.
Wow, that was... Okay,
bro.
What's
about you?
As far as where I'm at, I'm just trying to have fun and get more on my head. Pretty much what I wanted from day one. Just have a fun time with people I care about. I don't know if I have a specific goal right now outside of that. I guess it's to, I don't know. I got into this to put smiles on people's faces, as stupid as that sounds.
That's nice.
It's not stupid.
It sounds corny.
It's a little bit, but it's nice.
I want to keep doing that.
Do you want to get on a resident cast or anything like that?
That'd be nice. I don't see that happening soon, but, you know, who knows what could happen in the future. For the time being, I want to enjoy doing improv with these people.
And join several more groups.
I'm not looking. I'm open to the idea. My phone number is now.
Cool. Carolyn?
I don't really think too far ahead as far as this stuff goes. So, I don't know. I mean, I really like, you know, I'm excited that things are, you know, we have more shows coming up as Half and You Got, and I'm looking forward to, like, auditioning for Studio 40 again, and I guess as far as the next 6 months go, just have, you know, be more confident, have more fun on Great Lakes, and, you know, hopefully get cast in more shows as time goes on, but I don't really know too much.
Cool. Diane?
I think improv, like, for a long time I was looking for a, like, hobby, or it's just something to do to fill my life with joy. Aww. And I feel like I've actually finally found that with improv, so I feel like I'm starting out, and I want to do it as long as other people allow me to do it with them. And I think I'd eventually like to get cast, and I'd also like to do more with writing and sketch acting, I guess.
Cool. Mark?
I kind of want to round it out with sketch and stand-up. And I think just get to a point where we could travel to another city that has an improv scene and just drop in and implant. And, like I don't know how connected improv communities are, like, across cities.
So I did... the Providence Improv Guild a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And all you need to do is email to get a slot there.
Yeah.
They bring their own audience. It's usually like your team will headline, and like two of their house teams will go before you. But it's a cool experience because you get to see a different crowd.
Yeah.
I recommend it to everybody if you feel like taking a road trip. And it's only like just over an hour out of the city. So I would check it out. I don't know about other cities other than that.
Yeah, that's my fever dream is to treat it like a band, right? And go on a tour and drop into cities and meet people that are in the community, just like kind of drop in and hang out with good people all over the place.
Pretty cool, like do a road trip or something.
Yeah. I don't know why it can't be more like bands, you know?
Yeah,
and you don't get like groupies or followers like you do a music band, but like. It could still have that kind of structure.
And if the improv community is anywhere that's similar to what it is in Boston, I'm sure they'd be more than, you know, welcoming to you. Yeah, that sounds like a cool idea. Even if it might not be a bad idea to try to grab some other teams and just do like a whole tour type thing. That's a really good idea.
I'll look at the buses. RVs.
Have a caravan.
I have great credit.
Yeah.
Have you done stand-up?
No, I haven't. I've been cornered by David Thomas a couple times to give it a shot. I think because he wants more people, not because he's he sees a budding talent in me. But yeah, get to it.
That's in the near future, you think?
I think so.
Cool. Cade?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to learn more and perform more. I'm not sure what form that takes, but yeah.
Man, a few words. Brian?
I want to get to a point where being on the stage doesn't terrify me.
Still does?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm experiencing some stage fright issues currently. But, like, long term, I would just love for this team to be super comfortable just performing all the time and, like, happily doing so. And, personally, I would love to get on, like, a Herald cast, but I'd probably have to audition for that. So that would be in the future.
Just
but, like,
up.
That's my preferred form, I think, is I really enjoy the Herald. So that would be what I'd aim for.
Nice. What's in the future for Half an EGOT? Do you guys have stuff coming up or anything you guys want to work on in particular?
We have a cage match coming up on August 7th. Oh. All
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's our next show is August 7th cage match.
August 7th. Are you guys doing the bait tournament?
We are not. We did not sign up for that. Don't we also have a riot night?
That's October.
That's
October.
Oof.
That's so far away.
I don't know. Yeah, the riot night is... It seems like sometimes you get, like, on within, like, a couple of weeks, and then sometimes it's months away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. So didn't we have options? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was late to that chat. Okay. I mean, as far as the team, what we're working on, right, we're trying to not perfect, because we're trying to work on, like, just a new format that brings out our theatricality and, like, play to our... strengths.
Playfulness.
Yeah. And just try to be like, just try to really just like lay into what makes us fun and enjoyable to watch. So that's what we've been working on in practice. And I think it's coming along very well, actually.
Yeah. Nice. You guys want to play an improv game?
More than anything, sure.
All right. So this is called the Made Up Movie Game. What I'm going to do is put my iPad on shuffle, so whatever the next song that comes up will be the name of the movie you guys are going to make up. And if you guys want to just go like around the table as if you were watching a movie on Comcast and you hit the info button, the little blurb it gives you about the movie. And then from there we'll just do a scene or two out of the movie. Cool?
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm hitting shuffle. Song is Something's Always Wrong. So, Comcast, Something's Always Wrong. Hey, what's this about?
Tony just moved to the new city. He thought he found a bargain bin apartment, great deal. But he's noticing stains on the wall and noisy neighbors. What's Tony going to find himself up to this week?
It's a weekly.
It's a weekly
a new format. A weekly movie format.
It's a Lifetime original.
A serialized movie.
Starring Meredith Exterberg as Tony.
But it's not just his apartment, because something's always wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes. His relationships are also struggling, too.
Right, if we really want to get into it. His bank account, he's got his numbers missing.
Because let's face it, you can't write a movie about an apartment that has leaks.
Unless it's called Joe's Apartment, which is about cockroaches.
This synopsis has got really bad.
I'm not sure I want to watch this. All right, we can just somebody start.
Wow. My own apartment.
Drip.
Keep it down in there.
You know, I don't even mind. I don't even mind that stuff. You know, because I'm finally on my own.
Woo, woo.
fine. I mean, it's nice living near people that are alive.
There's so much blood!
Oh, oh. Yeah. Hello?
Hello. I brought you cookies to welcome you.
Oh, you're so friendly.
Thank you.
Great, I'll take these. Completely unwrapped homemade cookies.
May I come in for a moment?
Of course. I don't have any furniture yet, sorry.
No worries, I like to stand. I knew the last occupant quite well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could tell you some stories.
I would love to know the history of the place.
David, the downstairs troll, has morals as hunched as his back.
Don't mind my back. It's just a condition I have. I see you staring. It's kind of rude.
Sorry, I'm new to the city. I can't help but stare.
Hey, yo, I'm Jimmy the Red. I run this apartment, okay? You're going to live in my apartment. You got to let me run around whenever I want.
Oh.
Let me eat whatever's in your fridge, and let me live in the walls without any problems, okay?
Yeah, of course. It's like Cinderella up in here.
Hey, listen, we're not roommates. I run this shit.
Oh.
What I say goes.
Okay.
Don't you try to kill me with any of them traps.
I won't. I won't try to kill anyone in my apartment.
So, these stains over here are blood stains. You may have figured that out.
Wow.
I'm not going to get into specifics. But enjoy the cookies. I'm going to hit the road. If you ever need anything, I live in 3B.
All right, nice to meet you. Wow, I should really get to my first day at work at the Lady Magazine. Wow, no one here wants to talk to me.
Welcome to Lady Magazine. Is this your first day?
Yeah.
Nobody told me you were coming. We don't have anything set up for you.
That's okay.
How have you found your experience in the city so far?
You know, it's charmingly pretty bad. But that's okay. You know, that's part of just being independent.
That's great.
Wow, that looks like an interesting person over there.
It's not.
Oh. Don't mind his hunchback. He doesn't like it if you stare. But they're all around this city. You're going to have to get used to them.
All right. Wow, it seems like there's always something wrong.
Okay, I'm going to go into the break room. Hopefully you'll have some other interactions.
If not, I'll just talk to myself in this cubicle. It's not.
Your password is password, but you'll have to change it upon initially logging on. It has to be 8 digits alphanumeric with a combination of capital letters and some kind of other characteristic in it.
I'll try.
Have a good day.
So, you're the new guy, huh?
Yep.
Anthony. Is your name there?
Yep. It's Anthony. They call me Tony.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's sweet now.
I thought living in the big city would be different.
Oh, is that right?
I feel like I can confide in you, Janet.
Yeah, people think that.
Hey, I was just seeing, were you able to log out okay?
I haven't tried yet. The password is still a password.
It's really important you take care of that.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
You see, you're making friends. That's good.
Yep.
Hey, Pauline, is that the new guy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you better watch out, new guy. I'm the hotshot employee. My name is Rod. And I'm gonna kick your ass if you think that you can be come up in this place and be a star employee at Lady Magazine. But I have some nice admirable qualities. We could probably get along as a nice competitive but frenemies situation.
Put him in a body bag, Rod!
That's my hype man.
Rod, I really appreciate you laying out a relationship like this.
You're welcome. I'm going to lay out a lot of things for you. Okay, Tony, got that? I'm going to lay out the law of the land.
Thanks, Rod.
Don't thank me again. You already thanked me once. We're friends.
Sorry, I'm not from the city. I say thank you.
No, you got to learn, Tony.
I'm sorry. I got to do my password now.
Hey, did he tell you to use both capital letters and lowercase letters?
I'm pretty sure he said that.
Yeah, only use lowercase letters. It'll make him mad, and that's funny.
Okay, I want you to like me.
Yeah, that's right. You want me to like you.
Hey, Tony?
Yeah?
Is that password situation taken care of yet? Because I kind of made that clear that it's probably your first priority.
I was talking to Rod here, so...
Oh, boy. He didn't tell you to use lowercase letters, did he? Because that just drives me up the wall. I saw you enter something in there, and I noticed your caps lock button is off.
Wow. Could I say?
I don't know if this is working out.
You know, my keyboard's not working. It really seems like something's always wrong.
I can't see. Classic.
Who wouldn't watch that movie? It's, I believe, 8 hours long.
Yeah. We can make a day of it.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi, sorry, just came in.
No problem. It's Ainley, is that the last
name? Yeah.
So we went through everybody's kind of story. Do you mind if we go through yours?
Sure, if you're okay with it.
So where are you from originally?
I am from Hudson, New Hampshire, which I just came from.
Cool. Is that anywhere near where you live?
Yeah. I used to work right down the street from where he lived. I worked at the hospital where he was born.
It's true.
So cute. And it wasn't cute.
You're a legend there. How did you find yourself getting into improv?
I started it in college. I went to Fairfield University, and it was funny because I just passed by someone who also went to Fairfield and did improv there.
My best friend went to Fairfield.
Yeah. It's a good place.
I went out there a couple times.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It is interesting. But we did have, like, improv there. It was student-run. It was really, like, low-key, just, like, it was where all the, like, cool kids went. And, like, it was a lot of fun. And then
what was the name of the group?
Your Mom Does Improv. So we loved it. It was cute. And then after I graduated, I took, like, a year off of improv. Didn't really think much of it, and then
you went back to New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I went kind of crazy not having improv, so I signed up for classes down here at Improv Boston.
Nice. And you went through the whole curriculum.
Mm-hmm. I just graduated last week.
Yes. And what would you say your like goals? Oh, how do you feel now? Like where you are in your improv career? Like what would your goals be ultimately?
I'm not feeling super great at the moment with improv, but that's just, like, I'm going through a lot of stuff as, like, in my life, and then I'm also, like, things haven't been so great, but I think I'm also just at a point where I've been doing it for a year and, like, or a year straight, and I'm just kind of at, like, a slump, but I think it'll get better soon.
I think I went through that, like, I had been doing it for a year, and then I couldn't make house teams at Improv Sound for the longest time, and I was just getting so frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I was really into it, and I was trying my hardest, and I was practicing, and everything, and then I don't know, everything just kind of came together at once and got back into it.
Yeah, like kind of at that point right before you guys that things will get together, but I'm just it's not fun.
Tell us what the secret is, Tom.
How did it come together? What happened?
What did you do?
It's weird. And I actually tried to figure it out, and it's just I think stuff just starts to click, and it becomes more natural without having to, like, and I'm no expert, but it just becomes natural, and you're not trying as hard, and I think that's when it kind of comes together, at least for me.
That makes sense. Kind of just relaxing more and letting your brain actually do it.
Yeah. All right. This is half an ego. Does anybody have anything they want to say before we wrap up? Or you have stuff you want to plug or anything like that?
We have Cage Match.
Yeah.
Next week, next Friday, August 7th. Mark, we have Cage Match.
August 7th. Next Friday?
Yeah.
At Improv Boston, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it? I think those are 9.
Oh, no. Show up at 8. Stay
here. Yeah. Grab a drink. It's fine.
Hi, Mom.
All right. As far as stuff I have coming up, the Boston Annual Improv Tournament starts in August, the first Sunday in August. It runs every Sunday in August. And then I think Thursday the 27th is the finals, which will have some impressive judges. I think we have Mike D from Improv Boston, and we have Joe Gels from The Riot, Mish Whitaker from Catalyst. There's going to be a showcase spot at IB for the winner and a trophy, so it should be fun. We also have On Point Improv at the Cambridge YMCA, which is August 9th, I think, or 10th. It's a Monday. That has the Improv2 team, which anybody can sign up for. And it's just a show featuring a bunch of newer improv teams. So you should come check it out. We have What Else You're Going to Do Wednesday, which is a show we run in. My group runs in Quincy on August 5th. It's next Wednesday. And then just sign up for Improv Cares, which is an organization that just started, in which volunteer improvisers teach basically like a level one class to organizations in need. We're trying to start up a pilot program in August, which will be at it's a hospital for homeless women. But we're trying to get more organizations involved. So even if you can only sign up for a day, we might not even call you for the day. It all depends on what schedules sync up. But the more volunteers we have, the better. And it's fun. You're just going to be doing improv with your friends, and you'll be helping other people. So there's a sign-up sheet on the Improv Cares Facebook page. You can just put down, even if you can only do one day a month, just sign up. Check it out. All right. Thanks, Diana. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Amancio. Thanks, Carolyn. Thanks, Chloe. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Love you.